How does the music from Annie not make you happy? Hubbard Hall Center for the Arts and Education in Cambridge, New York will present Annie, the Broadway smash musical, April 5th through the 14th. Just for those of you keeping score at home, April 5th is tomorrow night. Performances are Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. Yes. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2. The production is a collaboration between Hubbard Hall and the Cambridge Central School, which for the past 3 years have worked closely together to produce the musical at Hubbard Hall while giving students training in acting, singing, dancing, voice, and speech, along with improvisation with the Hubbard Hall artists. The CCS Drama Club at Hubbard Hall gives students opportunities to grow as individuals and artists while learning to take risks, work as a team, and express themselves clearly and creatively in front of an audience. What is better than that? We're going to talk about Annie now. Also preview Hubbard Hall's 2019 Spring Gala, which takes place on May 18th. Here to tell us more, we welcome W.B. Belcher, chair of Hubbard Hall Board of Directors and owner of Ward Horse Strategies. Am I right?
That's right. Ward Horse.
Ward Horse Strategies, LLC, and published author. And David Andrew Snyder, executive and artistic director of Hubbard Hall and adjunct professor at Skidmore College. Good morning, all. How
good morning,
are you?
Joe. Very good well. Morning. Thank you very much.
Really nice to have you on the program. Always
Thank
good
you.
To have you. So let us begin with Annie and how you came to this particular musical. I guess it seems to make sense if you're going to have a musical with children. Well, do a musical about
Make
kids.
For Anna. Yeah. So we had more and more kids. You know, it's our third year in the partnership with the school. This year we had more and more younger kids involved. We do a cabaret in the fall, so we had a lot of 7th and 8th graders join us for that. And then Virginia May Edinger, who's directing this production, and I were talking about what show fits this group. We always wait until the year starts so that we're really fitting the kids that are involved at the moment. And so Annie seemed like the perfect fit. We hadn't done it yet. We did Fiddler on the Roof 2 years ago, Sound of Music last year, and it just seemed like Annie was the perfect fit to wrap in all of these kids who are coming and being part of the drama club and a chance to even involve more kids. So it's a lot of fun.
So what was the idea behind the partnership? So this is different than a school musical.
Yes. So the partnership a couple years ago, you know, I worked in Washington, D.C. for many, many years in arts education and partnered with schools a lot.
That sounds like a fun job. I'm sure very stable.
So it's a little bit different in Cambridge, New York. You know, you have a very peaceful and direct contact with the superintendent.
Not a lot of backstabbing.
Yeah. So they did shows, you know, the drama club had sort of rebooted itself maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and they were doing shows in the school, but Cambridge has a cafetorium, so large stage, not a whole lot of lights, not professional sound particularly. And Hubbard Hall is a smaller space, 120 seats, and it just seemed like we had a lot of kids working with us throughout classes. Let's see if we could actually help produce the play. So I met with the superintendent a couple years ago, talked about this. Vince Canini, who's been very supportive as superintendent of CCS, jumped at the idea of us actually collaborating. So we actually made a contract with the schools. For the first time in my career, I got a school district to sign a contract saying that they would actually be in residence at the hall. We would be able to provide training for them, professional support. And so the idea of doing what they were already doing, but helping back them up with professional production so that the students can have a really extraordinary, in-depth professional experience where they get great support and they're in the kind of space where they can sing and not have any microphones and be perfectly heard. So as they're moving into the hall, the parents are saying, oh, my God, I can hear her voice clear as a bell for the first time because the acoustics are so good in the hall.
It's a beautiful, beautiful hall. So when you think of, tomorrow, you open tomorrow.
Yeah.
How long have you been working with the students? How long have they been in the process?
So they auditioned in early February. They were cast by February 15th. So they've been rehearsing since then. And it's Monday through Friday every day from 3 o'clock until 5:30. Nowadays they're doing 3 o'clock till 6:30. So one of the things that's been extraordinary for us as an organization is with this partnership, every day from 3 to 6, we now have 23 teenagers in the hall working together as a company, rehearsing this piece, filling the space with energy, and just finding a home at Hubbard Hall where they really feel like the hall is part of their neighborhood, part of where they belong, which is part of the goal for these kids to really feel supportive and at home in Hubbard Hall.
In some ways, are you building a farm team?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
You're sort of building an arts team and building this sense of, even in Cambridge, New York, in a village of 1,900 people, you can have extraordinary in-depth arts experience.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Mueller's people. Moved out. It may be 1890.
So even here, you can have world-class arts experience and arts training and just a chance to learn how to express yourself really, really well, even in this rural environment, especially in this rural environment.
Yeah, and I'd say, you know, this is what makes Hubbard Hall special. I mean, obviously, there is the value. We deeply value artistic excellence, and we bring in events and productions that that do, you know, are excellent and professional, and people know Hubbard Hall for that in theater and opera.
Yeah.
But the arts education program is huge and growing in leaps and bounds every year. So we serve thousands of students each year, and these unique partnerships that David has built with school districts are sort of another part of the model and the expanding model. So it really is wonderful, and David's doing a great job. So it's nice to see Annie come together too.
How do you find the people within the Hubbard Hall team to teach the young people? I mean, are they the adults in the show or
no.
Is it separate from that?
So students are, the whole cast are students. So
the whole cast.
Yeah, it's professionally lighting design, professional scenic design, professional direction, but the whole
How
cast is
Mrs.
students.
How old is Mrs. Hannigan?
So Mrs. Hannigan, I think, is 16.
There you go.
Doing an amazing job. And her name is Abby Marr, and she actually is on the state championship basketball team because Cambridge won the state championship again for our level. She won the basketball championship while rehearsing Annie, and now she's about to play Miss Hannigan. So we have a great moment where students are doing sports and arts both at the sort of equal level, which is great, which is amazing. And she's fantastic, I have to say.
Is there a dog?
There is a dog. Yeah. Yeah, the dog was cast, I think, on Monday. My dog auditioned and didn't make it, Joe. My dog barked all through tomorrow. Annie starts singing tomorrow, and my dog goes, roar, 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 and I said, well, that's it.
Yeah.
So they auditioned four or five dogs, but you got to have a real dog, right?
Okay, so back to the education. So the people who are on the Hubbard Hall team that are teaching are, where do they come in?
They're all teaching artists. All local teaching artists who either have worked with us before on summer children's theater programs, like Catherine Danforth, who also works in Hoosick Falls with us, or Virginia Mae Edinger, who grew up at the Hall, went off to SUNY Purchase to major in theater, has graduated, is on her way to New York City, and she's directing this as one of her last hurrahs at Hubbard Hall. So they're all local teaching artists who have worked with us maybe sometimes in some of our fee-based classes that are now working with us on the production. And I should say, because we have a contract with the school, of course it's entirely free for the students.
Yeah. And then people come to see it, and you don't just, I mean, I assume obviously you get a lot of parents with it and grandparents and friends and family, but also the general public comes to see these kids.
Yeah, it's our regular season ticket holders, and I think one of the things that's amazing is getting some of the audience who love opera with us and other things come to see these shows like Sound of Music last year and go, oh my gosh, it's as good or better than when I see a professional cast because these students are so good at this.
And you work really hard to get them there.
Yeah.
All right, what else is going on?
So we've got a gala going on.
Yeah.
So May 18th is our spring 2019 gala. We are honoring you with the Making Art and Community Happen Award.
Did you think that through fully?
We did, of course.
I mean, really? Did you
we
think
did,
it through?
Yeah.
All right.
So we always try to pick an individual who has had an impact on the arts and community each year. We've given this award now for the last 5 years. It's our spring fundraiser, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an amazing evening. It's always a lot of fun.
I was going to say, you know, it all the proceeds go to support the arts education program. So the classes that are happening, the fee-based classes, but also the free programs that we offer and serve these thousands, upwards of 3,000 students each year for a village of 1,900. That's pretty amazing. It's great fun. It's good food, and it's some wonderful entertainment. It's not a black tie, sit down and stuffy gala. It is, you know, it's a community gathering where we're sort of shining a light on those who have helped build arts and community in Southern Washington County and in celebrating Hubbard Hall and all it has to offer. So,
and Roundhouse Bakery Cafe, which is in residence now at the Hall, is the local coffee shop and a wonderful cafe, is going to be catering the gala. So they always do amazing food for
the
evening, too.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Have you sold a ticket yet?
Yes, yeah. We have.
Are
yes.
you sure?
Yes, they're pouring in. They're pouring
well,
in.
I don't buy that.
They are pouring in.
Yeah,
so people gotta grab them. HubbardHall.org is where they can grab tickets and get a chance to spend an evening with you and with all of us.
Yeah,
and
what do I have to do?
All you gotta do is show up.
Hey,
and
let me ask you a question.
Because
he just said that you didn't have to get all dressed up. So do I need a suit for this? Do I need to go out and buy a suit?
No, you don't need a suit. No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yes.
What should I wear?
Well, you know what you're wearing is fine. You're fine right now. You put on a jacket, maybe. I got a little corduroy.
That's why we're on the radio.
I got a corduroy jacket on, right? And
yeah.
Just you know, like come as you are. I mean, people really need to understand it is relaxed. It's a very nice, fun evening, but it's not something you gotta get. Nobody really wears ties for the most part.
Okay.
I don't wear a tie.
Yeah.
For the evening, you know, jacket if you want, you know, maybe, you know, nice jeans or slacks or whatever you want, you know.
Yeah, and there's
cocktail
opportunities
dresses.
To sit down for dinner, but there's also high top tables. You can and you can kind of mingle around, talk with honored guests, but talk with, you know, some of the board and the staff and the teaching artists. And some students will be there to perform. And
yeah, we're going to have a little, maybe a dance performance, a little bit of acting, maybe a little something from Annie. To highlight the students why we're there for the evening. So
That's
we'll have
great.
A brief snippet of that. So it's a quick performative program, and there's a lot of beer and wine in the evening. And
yes,
so,
of course.
And so there is that throughout the evening as well.
But
so
you get a to
eat,
and the
you get to drink
lot,
a little
God
bit.
Sakes.
Yeah, ABC always helps us out with that evening. So that's all a lot of fun. So it is really sort of a social party more than anything. It's not a sit down stare at.
Yeah, so come to Cambridge, have some good food, and support Hubbard Hall. It really is.
It's very nice. Well, thank you for the kind invitation. It's very nice of you, and it's it'll be a wonderful event. It's a place that means a great deal to me, and obviously a great deal to the community. You can find out more information about all these cool things by going to Hubbard Hall. Do I have it here? HubbardHall.org. Yes, HubbardHall.org. I should have it tattooed on my inner arm. HubbardHall.org. And Annie runs tomorrow through April 14th.
Yep.
And then what else is then what
so
else you got going on?
This summer, James and the Giant Peach is what this children's theater is doing.
The
new new version written by the same people who wrote Dear Evan Hansen. So it's amazing music. Yeah, super fun. Pasek and Paul musical. So they're doing that in July, and we're doing Midsummer Night's Dream with the teens this summer. So that'll be at the hall as well in July.
Excellent. So you got James and the Giant Peach with the kids.
Yes.
And then the teens.
Teens
will do
doing Midsummer Night's Dream. Yeah. And then we have music from Salem throughout the summer, starting in June, which is beautiful chamber music with instrumentalists from around the world. So Lila Brown and company do an amazing job with that. So that's throughout the summer, too.
But then there'll be an adult show, I assume, and the regular company will be doing stuff, too.
Yep. Yep.
All good. And he runs tomorrow through April 14th. Hubbard Hall's 2019 Spring Gala will take place on May 18th. More information at HubbardHall.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. HubbardHall.org. David Andrew Snyder, thank you very much for being here. W.B. Belcher, thank you very much for being here. Wonderful to have you. Wonderful for the great work you're doing, and I appreciate it.
Thank
appreciate you,
you
all the time,
you.
Joe. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.